call this afternoon to start off our CAA Women's Basketball Media Day coverage by Stony Brook head coach Joy McCorvey and senior guard Jada Gonzalez. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, too, for joining us. Coach, I'll start with you. Obviously, your first season here at Stony Brook. Just talk to us about what attracted you to the position.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, grateful and appreciative to be here and be a part of this program and be leading this great group of women. And, you know, from my first conversation with Sean and just doing my own research on the history and tradition, not only on the court, but just the academic reputation of Stony Brook, it was a major attraction. And when I got here, I was blown away at the resources, the support, not only for women's basketball, but for all sports, and the opportunity to continue to win at a high level. And obviously meeting the team and being able to coach them day in and day out. I'm just very blessed every day that I to come to work and have a great staff and be able to lead a great group of young women.
How has practice gone early on, and how do you feel like the players are adjusting to you and your coaching staff?
I say, how are you adjusting? No. practice has been great. Day in and day out, we are just trying to focus on being 1% better and focusing on the little things, which in our program we call crumbs. Those are the intangibles. Those are being a great teammate, valuing the things that sometimes don't show up in the stat sheet. And for me, I'm a blue collar worker. I'm a blue collar background girl. And that's what I believe in. But really just being collaborative with our team and understanding what they want this season to be, and then putting it all together. So it's been great so far. We're continuing to stack days, get better every single day, individually get 1% better, and just having a one day at a time mentality.
Okay, your first question here this afternoon from Rob Knox. Good afternoon, Rob.
Hey, good afternoon. Great to see so many familiar faces. Coach, first and foremost, welcome to the conference. Welcome to the CAA. What's been the biggest adjustment for you in just getting settled at Stony Brook and just the conference and learning the conference?
Hi, Rob. Thank you so much. I think as when you're a first-time head coach, it's all an adjustment. So I don't. There have been a lot of adjustments. Every day brings new challenges, and I'm just continuing to tackle them one by one and embracing them. But for me, the most important thing is just making sure that we are, as a staff, continuing to build our players' confidence, continue to build meaningful relationships with them, both on and off the court. But you know, I'm a first-year head coach. There's so many adjustments just now being at the helm and making the decisions and being the leader of the program. So, I mean, where do we start? We don't have enough time for all of the things that happen on a day-to-day basis. But again, I'm very blessed to come into work every single day with our staff and with these tremendous women I get to coach.
Next question from George. Go ahead, George.
Hi guys. Obviously last year, CAA championship final, won the regular season. Then a bunch of the team departs, new head coach. What do you see as your expectations going into this year?
George, was that me or Tizay?
You, coach.
Okay. We had some departures last year, whether it be Porter or graduation, but our expectations still remain the same. We want to continue to win at a high level. We are searching for another championship, and that starts with our leaders, which Marla King, Zeta Gonzalez, Khalees Corley. They've done a great job of continuing the culture and the standard of excellence in this program. Are things different? For sure, things are different, and it's been adjustments in their roles and their responsibilities, and also culturally in our standards and expectations now as a new staff. But we are continuing to stack the days, take it one day at a time, continue to be 1% better. We're not looking ahead right now. We just want to make sure that individually we're getting better, which ultimately leads to our team collectively being better every day.
Zeta, since Coach started to ask you earlier, talk about what the transition's been like for you and your teammates and how it's gone.
We've been really excited to adjust to a new coaching staff, have the ability to make new relationships with our coaches. I think we've stayed together as a team and faced it head on, and we've just loved the process so far.
As George mentioned, you guys are coming off a CAA regular season title. You won a game in the postseason, but top three scorers are gone from that team last year. How have you taken on maybe more of a leadership role on this team? And do you feel like maybe you're going to pick up more of the scoring load, or how is your role going to adjust some this season?
Yeah, it's been super exciting. I know that I have a different role this year, a leadership role, and that's something that I've embraced and I've been very excited for. I mean, I put in a lot of work for this, so I'm continuing to put the work in. So, I mean, the work will show for sure.
Coach McCarvey, tell us a little bit, since this is year number one, a little bit about the style of play that you'd like to establish at Stony Brook.
We've been talking a lot about our identity, and our identity will definitely be on the defensive end. We are going to defend at a high level. We're going to rebound. And that in return leads to some transition, an up-tempo style on the offensive end, being able to play free and in space. And then in the half court, just being able to make sure that we're getting the right people, the right shots. Again, on finishing it with rebounding, and giving ourselves second chance opportunities. And our players have embraced that. We are on them every single day about on the defensive end. We have defensive goals in practice. We'll have defensive goals within the games. But that's where our identity will start. We will start on the defensive end and rebounding. And then with the fun part then, if you take care of that, is on the offensive end.
Got a follow-up question from George. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, this is kind of for both of you. Obviously, we've talked about the roster turnover between this last year and this year. Who do you guys both see as kind of like a breakout player that we should keep our eyes on?
George, it's for them, it's all going to be new, with the roles and respond with the roles that they now have for this team. So as a coach, I'm excited just to see everyone embrace those roles. I think Zay and Shamarla have done a really good job of continuing to lead by example and work incredibly hard in practice. And I mean, I could go down the list, Janae Brantley, Dally, like, I mean, I could literally name our entire team. I've seen growth in all of them. So I'm excited as a coach just can continue to watch that grow. I think also for us, we're very balanced. So night in and night out, someone else could step up in whatever role that is, whether it be on the defensive end or the offensive end. So I'm really loving our balance. I'm loving that we share the ball. We are finding great shots, and we're really sharing it, and trusting that each person can knock down their shots. So I'm excited for I could go down the list, because they all have continued to grow and get better, and it will be a collective effort this year.
How about from your perspective, Zeta? We talked about how you are going to maybe move into more of that leadership role. Who among your teammates have you seen really sort of step up and maybe that were role players this last, were role players a year ago, but maybe you're stepping into a more prominent area?
I mean, just like Coach said, I think truly our whole roster, we have players who didn't play last year due to injury who are playing now this year and have been looking great in practice. I mean, every day truly getting 1% better. So, I mean, I would say the whole team for real.
Coach McCoy, before I let you guys go,
Yeah.
usually when you take over a new program, or a lot of times when you're taking over a new program, it's because the situation wasn't good. You're taking over a program that won a regular season title. How have you seen that winning mentality, especially among the returners, kind of bleed over and help with your process to get to program where you'd like to see it go?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been huge. It's been huge. And the returners, they know what it means to win. They know that winning feeling. They know what it means to win a championship. And from day one, I've said to them, I'm not coming in to disrupt that. But now we're going to it's a new team. And now the roles will be different. But we are still every day winning at everything we do, whether it's a sprint, whether it's a game within a game, in the weight room, in the classroom. We're continuing to win at, in anything that we do. But Credit to the ones that stayed. They love Stony Brook. They love this university. They love this team. And they have really trusted myself and my coaching staff to help them continue that winning tradition. And it starts with our seniors. It starts with Nye, with Zeta, with Shamarla, with Khalees, and they've really taken the younger ones under their belt, and shown them what that looks like. And it doesn't start on game day. It starts every day in practice, and they lead by example. And I'm very thankful for that as a coach.
All right, great recording, Zeta. Thanks so much for doing this with us this afternoon. Good luck as the season gets underway, and we look forward to watching you guys play as the year goes along.